BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
South African Policing Union says the overwhelming response to this year's police trainee call is clear proof how desperate young South Africans are for jobs. The SAP says it has received over 900,000 applications for the 5,500 posts. Gauteng tops the list of provinces with the most applications, followed by KwaZulu-Natal and Limpopo. The Policing Union's Lesiba Tobagale says it speaks volumes.
That clearly answers to two things: to young people willing indeed to come and serve and carry a constitutional mandate, which is to serve and to protect the inhabitants of the Republic and their property. And it also answers to the high number of unemployment that we have in South Africa as well, because if one does answer to the call to serve and protect, it also goes to address unemployment that is indeed so high in our country.
The online recruitment drive closes in less than 24 hours. A car linked to the murder of a man in Montclair, south of Durban, has been found abandoned kilometres away from the crime scene. The victim was shot and killed yesterday afternoon outside a popular food outlet. The 47-year-old man was found dead inside his bullet-riddled car in the parking lot. Police say his killers fled in a white vehicle, which was later found on South Coast Road. No arrests have been made and the motive for the murder is still unknown. The Human Rights Commission says it's reviewing the memorandum of demands it received from protesters who claim the needs of foreign nationals are being prioritized over those of South Africans. Members of groups including March and March and Operation Dudula marched to the Commission's offices in Durban yesterday. The two groups have previously manned entrances of public health facilities, blocking access for undocumented immigrants. The Human Rights Commission has described their actions as unlawful and unethical, stressing that no one should be denied treatment based on their immigration status. The Commission's Wisani Baloyi says they'll respond to the memorandum in due course.
We met around this matter, and as the commission, it is only fair that we look into the memorandum from these groups. And before we engage on the subject matter, we first deal with the content of the memorandum itself.
And the Intshanga community says it hopes today's Nelson Mandela Day home handover will highlight the ongoing struggles residents face. Scores of Madwaleni Ward 4 locals gathered to celebrate Thembele Shangase's new house, built by East Coast Radio and its partners. Newswatch's Qinokuhle Malinga was there.
Thembele Shangase had been living in a room of her house that was destroyed by the floods in 2022. Today, she officially received the keys to a brand new, fully furnished home. Neighbor Madeli Ndlovu says Shangase is known in the community for her selflessness and truly deserved the help.
She spent years coaching local school kids in netball. Even while living in a damaged structure, she always made time for them.
Ward Councillor Petros Ngomalo says the initiative is proof of what can be achieved when private businesses step in.
There are so many people living in the ruins left by the floods. Then came COVID-19 and the unrest, which delayed help further.
Shangase says she was overwhelmed and never thought help would come her way. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, Intshanga.
Durban and Richards Bay 20 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 15.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Kwaga Smith is confident he's prepared to cover a number of positions for the Springboks. Banyana Banyana face Senegal tomorrow night for a spot in the women's AFCON semi-finals. And 2023 champion Brian Harman moves into the second round lead at this year's Open with a 6 under par 65.